Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know where you're at, Danny. Yesterday, you were having a harder time with it than me. As soon as the game had ended, I was able to compartmentalize and feel good about the season and the journey and consider it all a gigantic win. I will say it stings a little bit today to see that 44.2 million people tuned in to watch the game and that there was a peak of 50.3 million viewers between 5:30 and 5:45. That many people watching Washington get exposed for their flaws and get, frankly, just outclassed by the Eagles in Philly doesn't feel very good to hear. You kind of want those games to just happen in the 1 o'clock window with 8 other games on. Standalone in the NFC Championship game?
Yeah, they saw that, didn't they?
Everybody's watching.
They saw that 32-point destruction, 33, whatever the number is. Yeah, so my answer to this is going to sound very negative and pessimistic, and I know everyone's going to laugh and make fun or you know, joke on me, but it's the point is it's hard. Detroit was awesome. They didn't get here because Washington beat them. But you know what I mean? Like Philadelphia, Minnesota. What did Minnesota do wrong? They're excellent. They won 14 games. It's really, really, really hard. It's what makes me appreciate that much more. Dynasties like the Chiefs, dynasties like the Patriots went on, and now again, I hope they lose for the next 1,000 years, but they went on them. Despite personnel changes and everything, there were a couple constants that worked so much better than everybody else's. They were able to constantly go to those AFC title games and to the Super Bowl as the Chiefs are doing right now. But getting your key players, GM, coach, quarterback, and ancillary stars kind of around that, correct, have unbelievable health luck, and again, the onside kick goes your way, or the field goal bounces in, or of course you win that 17th straight close game like the Chiefs are doing. It's damn near impossible to do what just happened. Again, ask the Lions. So my answer is I'm not confident, but it doesn't mean they're going to fall off the table and be terrible. I think they could be really, really good again next year. I bet you they will be. I bet you nobody wants to see them on the schedule. When they're doing the schedule came out, where are the tough games? Washington's going to be listed when they're doing radio in Detroit, when they're doing radio in Kansas City. That's all I can ask for. But the idea that, they'll just be back here again, I think we're underestimating how hard it is.
Yeah, you're not scheduling your alumni homecoming game against Washington anymore. You are no longer circling that one as a win. When every market's radio show in the morning does their junkies thing where they go through in March or April or whatever, and they go win, loss, win, loss, loss, win. The Commanders are no longer just a W. And that is massive progress, and that's awesome. But that also doesn't mean you get to go back to the NFC Championship game, to your point. Now, the example I'll give is the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
How great are the Bills? The Bills have won at least 11 and as many as 13 games every single year for 6 straight years. Think about that.
Yeah.
So what Washington just did this year is kind of the average Bills season over the last 6 years. They've only been to 2 conference title games. They've been to 0 Super Bowls. Now, they have the unfortunate circumstance of sharing a conference with Patrick Mahomes, which Washington doesn't have to deal with. But right now, the Eagles are the team version of that, where that's the most talented, well-built team in the league, and you got to share a division with them. But there's lots of examples like that. The Patriots, for so many years, just woke up and played in the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs are a better, more accurate version of that now. They're doing what New England never did. They're going to a 5th Super Bowl in 6 years. They've been in 7 conference championship games in a row. If you have Allen, if you have Mahomes, if you have Lamar Jackson, you're going to be in the playoffs every year. You're going to be in the conference championship game every couple of seasons. And it certainly seems like maybe Jaden Daniels could be that. And so my answer to the question is that simple. If you want to ask me what is my level of confidence that Washington will be playing in another conference title game over the next few seasons, I would say, is Jaden Daniels going to be what he was this year? Was this a excellent season that caught the league off guard? And then there's some kind of like natural step back coming, CJ Stroud? Then probably not. If this is who Daniels is, though, see you guys in the NFC Conference Championship game next year and the year after. Because I use Joe Burrow as my example. Mm-hmm. The Bengals were historically bad defensively, terrible on special teams, missed a bunch of field goals that could have tied or won them games this year. And they still, in Week 18, were playing for the playoffs as Joe Burrow was an MVP candidate because he's that damn good. That's what having a superstar quarterback does. You just never have terrible seasons. The other question with Daniels is he going to stay healthy and just play 16, 17 games every year? Which I still have some anxieties about, although I've turned that fader down since the beginning of the year because we saw him get up from all the hits over and over and over again and take care of his body decently.